This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, February 21, 2009. Coincidental grace. The scripture is Acts 10, verse 43. Everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. God gives Cornelius, the Gentile, a vision to send for Peter the Jew. As Cornelius' men arrive at Peter's lodging, God gives Peter a vision to urge him to go with them. Peter joins them on the return trip to Cornelius' house and preaches forgiveness for all who believe. Jews and Gentiles are joined by the grace of God into the family of God. Some may say, what a coincidence that Cornelius and Peter, in separate cities, each had a vision that soon brought them together. But these two visions were not mere coincidence. They were examples of God's coincidental grace. God arranged the visions to coincide. My dictionary lists harmonious as a synonym of coincidental. Many seeming coincidences in our lives are indeed harmonious, because God is at work before the events, in the events, through the events, and after the events. Do we always see the harmony? No. Do we always feel the harmony? No. Do we always believe there is harmony? No. But our seeing, feeling, and believing do not create the harmony. It's more the other way around. The harmony God occasionally allows us to see helps us to believe that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. Those things are God's coincidental grace in action. Would you pray with me? God of all grace, give us today the faith to see signs of your coincidental and abounding grace. Help us to see you working behind the scenes in our lives and to trust you. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.